Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
My local voice is a bit raspy, although I'm doing much better regarding this nasty cold that I had for about a week. It was some pretty tough stuff, I must tell you. Very surprising. Very surprising, but doing much better. Thank you all so much for the cards, letters, and the gift cards. Appreciate your concern. I know it comes deep from your heart. Right, so today you would think that everybody is rejoicing because all the January 6 political prisoners have been released from the federal and state gulags. Well, turns out that's not the case. Now, there is one who is speaking on behalf, well, I can't say on behalf of all the other January 6 political prisoners, but John Strand is one of the main guys who went through this hell. And he had some interesting observations, and I wanted to share them with you. But understand, the problem is still not been resolved. The deep state is still holding on to a number of political prisoners, even though the president himself said you got to release them, that they got full pardons, they've got sentence commutations, but the deep state is still saying, no, we're going to still hold on to some of these people. It's beyond beyond belief. But first, let me have you listen to John Strand and his appreciation of all the good news, at least.
You guys, after 4 years of hell on earth, we stood tall at the gates of hell, and we have slayed the Goliath of the J6 witch hunt. We are victorious. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering victory, for delivering exoneration, for delivering vindication of all of you hardworking, honest, innocent, decent American patriots around the country, and especially those who gathered at our nation's capital on January 6, 2021. And who have been persecuted, tortured, demonized, devastated, but today vindicated, exonerated. And starting today, we pursue the mission to deliver restorative justice for each and every one of you. I am almost speechless with gratitude, with excitement, with pride, and with so much joy for the victory that we have found in Jesus and in our recommitment to being one nation under God in this country. Thank you, President Trump, for leading us, for showing us the way, for leading by example and doing the right thing. And may all of us unite behind President Trump to do the right thing in our own heart and lives every step of the way this next year and this next 4 years as we embark on the golden age of America. But wow. What a moment, what a victory. I'm so excited for all of us, for each and every one of you that have held on strong through hell. We're coming through the other side, and the best is truly yet to come.
And yet it's not over. That's John Strand. This from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. The D.C. gulag is refusing to release the January 6 political prisoners. President Trump pardoned them all yesterday, but the jail is still holding them hostage. It's a federal facility funded directly by Congress, and they're ignoring the orders of the commander-in-chief. Release them now. There's more. D.C. Mayor Bowser, an absolute utter idiot, a DEI, of course. She is trying to get the January 6 political prisoners to sign a non-disclosure agreement so that they won't talk about being tortured, beaten, abused, and having their food tampered with by the prison guards. After everything this democratic nation murdering parasites have taken from you, do not let them take the truth from you. That's according to a Philip Anderson, Vote Harris Out on Twitter. But the mayor of D.C., and again, the media will not tell you this, because it's just all propaganda press. That's why nobody believes the corporate media anymore. The legacy media is just dying because we see that they're just liars and it's just propaganda. I will bet you your last dollar, this is the first you've heard of this, that the deep state is still holding on to some of these poor people, and now the mayor of D.C. herself, this Bowser woman, is trying to get the January 6 prisoners to sign non-disclosure agreements so they won't talk about being tortured, beaten, abused, and having their food tampered with by the prison guards. It gets worse. A judge, Jennifer Thurston, in Fresno, California, is refusing to honor Trump's pardon and has ordered January 6er, one real POV, to jail tomorrow on bogus charges from the raid of his home. If these judges aren't held in contempt of a presidential order and arrested, these judges will team up and go rogue, ignoring the power of the White House indefinitely, the executive branch. Judge Jennifer Thurston in Fresno. And it gets worse. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, one of the George Soros people, is pushing for the state of Pennsylvania to charge the January 6 prisoners being pardoned by President Trump. Let me read that to you again. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner is pushing for the state of Pennsylvania to charge the January 6 prisoners that were pardoned by President Trump. It's still not over. Some people have asked me, well, Dimitri, you always play the January 6th political prisoner chorus singing the national anthem and Donald Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance to end your show every day. And you did this to keep the memory of the January 6th political prisoners fresh in everybody's mind, to remind people there are political prisoners in this country like there were in the former Soviet Union. And well, now the president has pardoned them and commuted sentences and all this and all that, so they're all free. No, they aren't. The deep state, the Marxists who have infiltrated our country, are still holding on to them and trying to figure out new ways to go after these patriots, these political prisoners. It is beyond belief. And when Pam Bondi becomes the Attorney General and she's in charge of the Department of Justice, and we get Cash Patel to be in charge of the FBI, there better be hell to pay for every one of these people who are right now openly defying the President of the United States and are continuing to hold on to the January 6 political prisoners. It ain't over. It ain't over. Just thought you should know. Next. AOC, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. To many people, they view her as a cartoon character. Some have referred to her as almost a Disney-type character. That some adorable little Disney character in some animation and she's come to life. She, I believe, is a very important voice that we need to listen to understand what the Democratic Party really believes. It's very easy to mock her, but she speaks for many, many Democrats, even today. I don't think we should mock her. I think we should pay attention to what she has to say, not to agree with her, but to understand that she speaks for many people in today's deranged Democratic Party. They're like mentally ill. They're like crazy people. But it's important to understand this. Now, a few days ago, I guess maybe Monday now, I don't know, Elon Musk was on stage with Trump, the whole inaugural ceremonies and all of that. Excuse me a second. Sorry. And he's very animated, very animated. He made a gesture touching his heart and putting his hand out, and just like you would see in a Broadway show. I mean, he was just like all over the place. No one thought anything of it until the left decided that this was a symbol of the Nazi Party. I swear to you, I am not making this up. I swear to you, this is not parody. This is not artificial intelligence. This is not the Babylon Bee news service, the best in virtual news that there is. We subscribe to it, by the way. No, this is for real. The left, the dying legacy media, the new marching orders, the new talking points are that Elon Musk made a Nazi symbol with his arms, an arm salute, during the inauguration. The whole Nazi thing again. Honestly, you just shake your head and go, this can't, I can't even believe these people even think like this. But they do. But they do. They are that deranged. Today's Democratic Party is, many of them on the left are truly deranged. Now, this is AOC. Again, she's a congresswoman representing a pathetic district in New York City. And she is going on and on about the supposed Nazi salute. Again, I know it sounds that this is parody. I know this. You can't even wrap your mind around this. But this is exactly how they think, how they view things, and that they can't let go of this Nazi thing. Well, this is all Nazi. This is all Nazi. It's insane. You can hear this for yourself. Now, I have to warn you that the federal government forces me to treat you as if you're a child, which means that if there are certain words that other adults are using, like AOC, and she is a newsmaker and all that, but because she uses some words that are inappropriate, according to the feds, I have to treat you as if you're a child and prevent you from hearing the word. The word that she uses is the S word. But we can't say the S word because I have to treat you as if you're a child. So you're going to hear a sound effect as she starts to use the S word. I'd rather not do this. But again, the feds forced me to treat you as if you're a child. So this is her, and again, listen to the insanity, the degree of insanity with this. She is all in. She now thinks that Elon Musk is giving signs that he is a Nazi. That's how crazy these people are. We're going to take a short break here, and then I will play this for you, and you just won't believe it. You just won't believe it, that they can't be that crazy. Yes, they actually can be that crazy. They are that crazy. You still have judges and DAs that are ignoring the president's pardons and commutations of sentences. It hasn't ended.